The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. And brought to you by official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific lady who is a multifaceted international sensation and the star of many stage, screen, TV, cabaret, and the world of music. And she began her career as a child performer in Bulgaria, later discovered at 15 by a legendary screen director, and also appeared in a number of movies, TV, stage, and just about everything there is. And she also appeared with a number of legends as well, too. And she also is in a couple of projects. One's currently on the Peacock Network, and we'll talk about that live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios, somewhere in the hills, the amazing, multi-talented international sensation and star of the stage, screen, TV, cabaret, and the world of music. Ladies and gentlemen, Peacock's Paul T. Goldman, the amazing Arina Maleva. Arina, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very looking forward to talk to you and be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on board, Arina. So you're multifaceted international sensation, and you're been a star of the stage, screen, TV, cabaret, and the world of music. You began your career as a child performer in Bulgaria. You later discovered at 15 by a legendary Federico Fellini, and he appeared in Securicon, Spirits of the Dead, and also Roma as well. You also worked with Orson Welles, and he appeared with James Mason, Terrence Stamp, and also Susan Sarandon, Charles Grodin, David Duchovny, Debbie Harry, Pat Benatar, and a number of places. And of course, you've also appeared in a number of productions like The Merchant of Venice, Bold and the Beautiful, The Meddler, and more. And you got two new projects going at the same time, Paul T. Goldman on the Peacock Network, and also Sonny's Closet. And you just keep yourself busy, Arina. Before we get into all that, but currently new projects, tell us how you first got started.
How first I started?
Yes, go to way back machine.
Well, my mother was a famous theater actress in Bulgaria and as well in Soviet Union on that time. So when I was born, I was basically born on stage with her, and I went with her to Russia Soviet Union, in a play that I played her little daughter. Then later on, she was MC with Yves Montand, Simon Signoret, so I traveled with them. And at the age of 7, she was preparing some little kids to go for a special TV show, which was Pinocchio, and they were looking for a girlfriend of Pinocchio.
Oh, nice.
She didn't want me at all to go or have anything to do with acting. But then I just saw how she was preparing the other kids, and I went with my nyanya. And I got the part.
Nice.
So from there on, she couldn't keep me away. and even if in the theater, not in the theater, even if she sent me to Italy to study painting, which I actually finished just to give her the diploma, stage designing, I became an actress.
Nice.
And that was it. And that's all I wanted in my life. I even wonder how some kids don't know exactly what they want to do But I always knew all I wanted to do is be an actress.
Mm-hmm. And of course, being up on stage as well, too, and again on Power of Pinocchio, I'm sure your nose did not grow long when you told the truth, or they told you the truth about it. So,
well, it was, I guess I got the part because I could cry, just like on a telling me that I should cry, and I could cry. I could laugh, and all of these things kind of came natural, and it was fun. It was incredible fun. And it still is incredible fun. I mean, like a lot of actors say, we have like the best profession. We're doing what we love and we're paid for it. So that's the thing. And so after that in Rome, I started studying acting with a very good teacher, Alessandro Fersen. And from there, we had a play that went to Spoleto, the Festival of the Two Worlds, where they had films, theater. And our play was seen by Giulietta Masina, who was Federico Fellini's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked me, and she brought me to Fellini.
Mm.
So that's how everything started with him.
Wow, that is amazing. And of course, you know, his wife coming to you, it's like, I love those kind of stories. I love it.
Oh, she was, for me, she was the most incredible actress, Giulietta Masina. She was really one of the most the wonderful actresses in Italy.
Mm, that does sound amazing, too. And of course, you also worked with another legendary director as well, too. Orson Welles is one of the big names. And tell us, what was it like working with Orson Welles, and how did you guys meet?
I was cast in the lead of a long TV series, again, as, you know, the young kid that, well, the young girl that marries in Venice and marries a gondolier, which was a funny co-production, French-Italian, and was on the time that we could be with the pony. So the whole film was called, or the series was called, Polly in Venice, which nowadays you could never see a little horse in Venice. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But Orson Welles was having auditions for the part of Jessica, his daughter, in The Merchant of Venice, and it was Shakespeare adapted by Orson Welles. So I auditioned for that part, and I got the part out of like 100 girls.
Wow.
So, and they were shooting also near Venice. They were shooting in Asolo, in the house of Eleonora Duse. Mm-hmm. And that was an incredible thing. And Orson Welles was just the most amazing person. Amazing in the sense that I was not afraid of him like everybody around me. I just saw how everybody was afraid of him. But I kind of consider him like a big teddy bear, a big father of mine.
Rosebud.
Yeah, I mean, really. And he loved to eat and loved to drink and just loved everything. And it was very easy to be with him. So it was incredible shooting with him, playing his daughter. And he was teaching me quite a lot of how to be afraid of this father.
Ooh.
And he would make me sit and watch while he was made up so that, you know, Jessica was supposed to hate her father.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just a big bon vivant.
Hmm.
Lived and spent money, and we all lived wonderful with him. We always ate in the best restaurants. We stayed at the best places. That's why he never had money.
Oh, I get the secret. He was supposed to be the richest director in the world, but he was broke. But he took you guys out to eat. Hotels and everything like that. Now we know why he blew it on Citizen Kane. I know that.
Oh my God. He really, that was his thing.
Wow.
Best places, best hotels, and a lot of food. And I was on a diet because I had to be in the TV series. I have to be very tiny, very small. And then when I sat next to him, he says, oh, that is very sad. Here, Jessica, he didn't even call me Irina. I was for him, Jessica. And with the big food, with everything. So it was fun. These were some of my best years.
I think that's a lesson for all you out there. It's like, if you're worried about spending money, just get out there, the best hotels, best food, best cars and everything. Of course, you only live once too. And of course, you know, I'm sure he'll let you eat some birthday cake as well too. It's okay. You know, 24/7, 365. I think about that, how most get stuck on a diet, but you know, birthday cake all the time for you. I would love to work with Orson Welles.
Oh boy. I think everybody did. Yeah.
That's so amazing too. And of course, you also went on to other things, you know, from The Merchant of Venice. You also were in Bold and the Beautiful, The Meddler, Mediterranean, Days of Our Lives, Gilmore Girls, and just a lot. And we'll talk about those, but first listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking for a professional website without breaking your budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international war-winning author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love will be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has got great reviews and Eve Levin enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and many else. So grab your copy today for goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com or over 40 podcast platforms heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, and Google Play, Apple, also on BitChute, Rumble, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast, T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, hoodies, and tote bags, and more. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MeAndMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MeAndMolsonZia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. Make sure you do so today. We're here with the terrific, multi-talented, and multifaceted international sensation star of the stage, Irina Maleva, here on The Mike Wagner Show, from Bulgaria to the United States. Going from The Merchant of Venice, you're in The Bold and the Beautiful, The Meddler, Mediterranean, Days of Our Lives, and more. And let's talk about some of those appearances you've been in, like The Meddler and Mediterranean. And if there's something you want to talk about as well, too, feel free to do so.
Okay, so which one should I talk about? I mean, first of all, in Italy, I did over 30 films, mainly comedies, as a lead. Actually, I worked with Bruno Corbucci, with lots of people. Actually, with James Mason was also an Italian movie called Kidnap Syndicate. And Valentina Cortese, who is a wonderful Italian actress. And after so many movies in Italy, I moved to New York because of a man. And I guess I fell in love with New York, maybe more than with the man who became my husband. But anyway, and in New York, I made the film Union City with Blondie and Pat Benatar. Mm-hmm. And that was a wonderful experience. I had really a great part. And I loved it. I love a little crazy parts at this age and so on. And Pat was wonderful, and so was Debbie. Great, great people. And so that was wonderful time. And I became a singer in New York. I had a lot of cabaret performances, a lot of different performances. And I made a couple of records. Then I moved to Los Angeles, and here I did a lot of television. All of these names that you mentioned, you know, I all did here. 6 Feet Under, that I loved doing. Bold and Beautiful, of course. I was in so many episodes there. And so many of the other heroes and tons of others. And recently more, For All Mankind, The Night Shift. And now that Paul T. Goldman, that was a fun project, really a fun project. It was a reality and fiction together. So I played a Russian. So the whole thing takes a long time. And I'm just in the Russian part, so to say. I played the manager of Russian brides. They used to have that when Soviet Union turned into Russia, they created these kind of organizations. And there were a lot of beautiful Russian girls that wanted to marry Americans or Western different people. And so it's some reality of the person, Paul T. Goldman, and some fiction. And it's interesting. I mean, one should have a look at it on Peacock. Mm-hmm. The director is a wonderful director, Jason Walliner. So it was fun doing it. And now my new project, which is really fun, it's called Sunny's Closet.
Nice.
So it's coming out as a short film. We'll go to festivals, but I think it's more of a pilot that would become a TV series.
Interesting. And tell us more about Sunny's Closet for a little bit.
Well, in Sunny's Closet, she's an actress. It's again old world. There is a little bit of Sunset Boulevard in a kind of confrontation with the new life here. So we have one of the actors is a wonderful actor that they call They Them. And Jesse Lee is the name. And they are just wonderful, wonderful actor. So they're going to be my partners for quite some time. And then, of course, it's how the life happened and so on. And then it's that I'm also, because I play Sunny, Sunny is also selling things on QVC. And that's another fun thing. And it has dancing and singing and, I mean, a little bit of everything. But it is really like a collage of something from the past and what's happening now and how can a person like that woman cope with everything that's nowadays. And it's very interesting and I love doing it because I love these different characters and how we all go together and how we explore, you know, whatever happens in the daily life. So it's fun. It's been incredible fun doing it and great costumes and music. And the music is, we have Amanda McBroom and Michelle Braumann. And Michelle has been my musical director for a lot of my one-woman musical shows I did in Los Angeles. And I did a great CD with her and Stefan Oberhoff called Illusions. And so we invited Michelle to write the main song for Sunny's Closet. And it's called Welcome to My Closet.
Oh,
and
nice.
The lyrics are by Amanda McBroom. I love Amanda. I sing a lot of her songs. So it was wonderful to kind of get together again. So we have a lot of very talented people. Mitch Hara is one of the people in the movie. Mitch Hara, Ski Carr. As I mentioned, Jesse Lee, and Donna Marie. So They're all different characters. It's very interesting. And the director is Carlisle King, whom I love. I worked with her in the theater. She directed me in Gypsy in My Soul, which I did in the theater of Richard Lawson, Waco Theater, again in Los Angeles. So now we are like in editing the movie, seeing what's going to happen and see on which festivals we could go. I was with my musical videos. I was on some festivals and I was awarded actually.
Nice.
On a couple of them. And there were one CD was Dance for Me and the other one was Illusions actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting. And of course, you also were in the award-winning soap opera as well, too, with Cracking Up as well, too. And you also have been in with Susan Sarandon and just
right.
a few tidbits as well, too. And of course, you don't just look at it as well, too. And of course, you just had a lot. And what would you say? What was your most challenging project and how did you manage to overcome?
Well, I think, a lot of challenging was maybe doing Illusions in the theater, because that's kind of my life among famous people and how I survived among all of these famous people. And it was a lot of singing and a lot of true stories. And I had a great director there, Randy Johnson, who did One Night with, now her name is not coming, the famous singer, One Night with, but Randy Johnson is a famous musical director for theater. And that's when I actually met Deborah. So she was the PR for the show, and we did that for 2 years. That was a little difficult because it was my personal life.
Hmm.
But all the others I've always enjoyed very much. And with Suzanne Sarandon, I enjoyed it very much. I played her sister-in-law, Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun with a little Italian accent and so on. And she's a lovely, lovely lady, a wonderful actress. Really wonderful actress. And I don't know what else was challenging. I think I enjoy so much working that there aren't challenges. It's just how you look after you've done something.
Hmm. That's a good point. I like that. And what do you consider your favorite genre and why?
Oh, I love comedy. But, you know, I love drama as well. I love comedy and drama, nothing which is just flat in between. And I think that comedians are very good also dramatic actors.
Mm-hmm.
Because the comedy actually comes from a lot of drama.
Hmm. That's an interesting point. Mm-hmm.
That is my thought. Because when a person, and to me, I guess it happens very often that when things are so dramatic that I somehow end up in a real, real comedy moment, because one has to take life in the world the way it is. I mean, we try to change what we can change, but we cannot change everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, certain things, if we don't want to accept them, you know, we try to move away from them or to change them or do something different. But on some very dramatic moments, I make comedy out of that at the end.
Hmm. It does sound like you seem to come up with things and, you know, very enlightening. Who are some of your favorite comedians growing up, since we're on this subject?
My favorite comedians?
Yes, correct.
From a lot of time?
Yeah, even way back, current, whatever. So it's just like, you know, it sounds like you got some really good potential.
Well, too, I so. Do. I do. I love Shirley MacLaine. Totally love Shirley MacLaine. I loved Robert Williams. Actually, I did a small part. That's what put me in SAG when I first came to New York with Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson.
Yes, that's one of my favorite movies. I love that one. Yes, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, he was such an incredible person, such an incredible person, and so incredibly funny, so charming, charming and funny and just incredible. I love a lot of European actors, of course. In Italy was Sordi, then there were a lot of different Italian, French comedians. But from the Americans, now recently, I love Lily Tomlin. Well, I mean, she's everything. You can't say she's just comedian. A lot of different actors, yeah. But Shirley MacLaine is really my ideal as an actress from the American actresses. Well, maybe I have a lot more, but that's what first comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. And certainly a lot of it as well, too. And what's coming up for the hardworking and amazing Arena Maleva? We'll find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented international sensation Arena Maleva after this time.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to The Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the multifaceted international sensation, Arena Maleva, here on The Mike Wagner Show. Talked about Peacock's Paul T. Goldman. She'll be on a recurring role along with Sonny's Closet and just covering, you know, a really good, plethora of her amazing career as well. And what else can we expect in 2023 and beyond, Arena?
Well, I'm expecting the Sonny's Closet to do so well that it becomes a series, because we already have ideas. And I have ideas what I would like to do. I'd like to go among the homeless. I'd like to do, I'm a person that does a lot of charities, and I also love animals. So I have a whole herd in Nairobi that I support.
Wow.
Yeah, David Eldridge Foundation in Nairobi. It's a nursery, actually, for baby elephants that have remained without their mothers.
Okay.
And when I was in Nairobi, I visited this nursery and was very, very impressed. So since then, I got a lot of these baby elephants, and I keep supporting them. And there were a few rhinos as well, which are so seldom seen because they kill them, they poach them, and so on. So I do that. And of course, let's not talk about the animals in America. I mean, all the cats.
I, I was going to ask you if you can bring an elephant back home to the hills and see if you can have it as a pet in your house. I was going to ask you about that.
Well, I would have gladly have a little baby elephant. They're most amazing. They're almost human. They really are. And they're so amazing. And they're keepers. I mean, they feed them immediately when they get them. They feed them like babies because they miss their mother's milk. So the milk is brought from England, and that's why they need a lot of support for these baby elephants to exist. Mm-hmm. And they're just incredible. I would have gladly stayed there, sleep in one of the places where the keepers sleep, because it's really great to be with these animals. And here, of course, I've always had dogs and dogs and dogs. I mean, I would have 10 dogs if I could, but now I have two that are so jealous that I can't get more than two. So I just support the SPCA LA and SPCA around the world with all the animals. What can we do? We have to help the animals, and especially I help the animals of the homeless. Mm-hmm. And the homeless, but their animals are very important to them. So I have a special place for them.
Oh, that is so nice. And of course, you know, you could also put them in movies and TV as well, too. Make them stars along with you. You can also do that, too. Right. So.
And do you know that they pay them more than they pay actors?
Really? They pay the dogs more money than us humans?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to think. Should we protest or should we encourage it? I really don't know about this one. Should we start a movement or something? Putting us out of work? Come on.
You won't believe. You have to pay their trainers. I mean, if you want a dog, you have to pay the dog. Oh, and the dog is insured. And if anything happens, I mean, name it. It's really much more than actors.
Oh, my gosh. And of course, the one dog I think of is Lassie, where you didn't need a lot of insurance. You know, he'll obey it. But then Morris, the cats, is like, you know, that's probably a pain to take care of. You mean $1 million just going to be on a cat commercial? So,
well, I mean, it's right. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we like to have you on be on films with animals as well, too. And of course, you know, a lot of things going on, which is really amazing. And just a couple more things, Arena. Who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Well, a lot was the influence of my mother. She was very, very famous because she was one of the greatest stage actresses. And I published her last book after she passed away. She really had all the awards which are given in countries like, you know, Russia, Soviet Union, Bulgaria, and so on. But that was, you know, before. And, well, I was born in communist times, so I didn't know anything else. And now I haven't been there. My father was Italian, so I haven't gone back to Bulgaria at all. I only went to publish the last book of my mother. But I think that a lot was just watching her and seeing what she was doing. Because I played all the parts with her as a little kid. She was a famous, famous Juliet. Actually, BBC, when she passed away, said that one of the greatest Juliet has passed away. I was her Romeo. I was her mother, Capuletti. I was everybody. I knew all the texts by heart. I rehearsed with her everything that she was in. And so she was, I think, my great influence without that she taught me anything, just mm-hmm. watching her.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the actors that I loved, like I loved Simon Signoret very much. I loved, a lot of the French actresses, Jean Moreau, Magnani, of course, I loved a lot. Magnani and different other actresses, Italians, Sophia Loren and others. And from American, I told you, I mean, I just love Shirley MacLaine. What can I do?
And certainly one of the best out there too. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
The best what? The best
advice you can give to anybody at this point, just in general.
In general? Be kind to people that you meet, even if you don't agree with them. Be kind, because even if you think that people hate you or so, kindness goes a long way. Understanding a person goes a long way. And it gives you the opportunity to understand that they aren't black and white people. I mean, not just in color, but I mean in person, that people have a lot of different colors, and they have a soul, and the soul has all different colors. And if you go and approach them with kindness, you'll see totally different things that you expect. And everybody deserves understanding. Just everybody.
And that's very important. That's what we need during this time. Worthy, multi-talented, international sensation, and the star of the stage, screen, TV, cabaret, and the world of music, Arena Maleva here on the Mike Wagner Show, a Peacock's Paul T. Goldman recurring role, also upcoming Sonny's Closet. Arena, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic, learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
My website is irinamaleva.com, and I am on Vimeo. I'm also on Amazon with my CD called Illusions. On Peacock is the series Paul T. Goldman. And pretty soon we'll see what'll happen with Sonny's Closet.
Okay, we'll certainly check that out. Once again, Arena, very big thank you for your time. You've been totally amazing, learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date, keep in touch. Love having you back. Wish all the best. And Arena, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you very much, Mike. Very much. It has been a real pleasure being with you.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Mosenzia of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.